Well, these days, everybody uses Wikipedia online, right? It's a name really that's associated, though, with volume of information, not necessarily accuracy. What if you got medical information, though, from Wikipedia? Would you use it? There's a new effort being pursued at the University of California at San Francisco where med students are going to be able to get some course credit for editing Wikipedia articles about different diseases. The goal here is to improve the quality of that medical information available globally with the intent that the updated articles are going to be translated into hundreds of different languages worldwide and made available on cell phones free of charge through the help of the Wikimedia Foundation. Now, the doctor at the head of this effort is Dr. Amin Azam. He's associate clinical professor at UCSF there in San Francisco and joins us now. He's teaching a one-month course of Wikipedia editing this December. Hi, Doc.
Good to be with you, Todd.
Well, like I said, Wikipedia is not necessarily heralded for accuracy. And in the world of medicine, boy, with clinical information, accuracy is pretty important. How do these two things square with you?
I think it's important to acknowledge that Wikipedia has gone through a lot of changes through its life cycle. And I certainly agree with you that the medical content of Wikipedia is relatively less accurate than, say, other areas of Wikipedia. And I think part of that is because the health professional community hasn't really gotten on board in the way that a lot of other people have in the value of contributing to Wikipedia. So we have a long ways to go with the accuracy of the information, and that's a big part of what I'm hoping to achieve with the elective.
Well, how did you get the idea to actually give the students credit for getting on Wikipedia and putting in better information?
So one of my former students warned me to this idea. And as I learned more about it and thinking and talking about it with him, came to realize there was a lot of untapped opportunity to embrace Wikipedia in a way that our students have been doing for years. It's just that we as faculty have to catch up with them.
So the med students sit in class, they're getting instruction in, clinical subjects, of course, treating diseases, anatomy. And then for your course, they go back to the apartment or the coffee shop and get on the laptop and put what they know onto Wikipedia. Is that sort of how it works?
Yes, I think that's right. We will be working with fourth-year medical students. So these students will have already spent all of those classroom years, and will have already spent at least 1 year in different parts of the hospital and clinics, having real patient encounters as the predominant acts of their days. As fourth-year med students, oftentimes they are selecting what kind of doctors they want to be. They're going to be going to different parts of the country interviewing for their residencies. So we chose December because that's a month in the calendar year when many of them are off interviewing around the country. So it's a travel-friendly elective that allows them to be getting academic credit while they're literally editing Wikipedia on the plane.
Now, what about on the other end? I get what the students are going to be doing. What's the intent on the other end, the user end of this information?
I think, as you said, everyone uses Wikipedia. It's the fifth most trafficked website on the planet these days. And the fact that it is so heavily used speaks to the value of the information that individuals believe they're getting when they go to Wikipedia. So my hope is that the people who choose to seek out medical information online will find that Wikipedia's information is more accurate and written at an appropriate level for the broad public. There are certainly other places that doctors can go to get information. The National Institutes of Health, the World Health Organization, for example, those are oftentimes written by doctors for doctors. And what Wikipedia will allow us to do is have that information written at the appropriate depth and breadth and level, and as you said earlier, accuracy for the general public. This is where people are going for information. So I really feel like we should join people where they are rather than expecting them to come to us in our ivory towers.
One of the liabilities of Wikipedia is that once you change it, somebody can change it back. I suppose there's a chance that your med students will put great information on Wikipedia and somebody else will come along and make it not so great.
Absolutely true. I think that is both the double-edged sword of Wikipedia is the democratization of and the ability of all to add to Wikipedia is why it has become so popular and prevalent. I would offer that if the entire health professional community were engaged with this process, we would actually be able to counterbalance some of those inaccuracies because we all as a profession are committed to accurate information and helping the health of the public, regardless of any efforts at undermining what's there.
Bringing better medical information to where you are, not in the hallowed halls of the National Institutes of Health or your doctor's office, but how about right on your iPhone? Dr. Amin Azam, Associate Clinical Professor at UCSF in San Francisco, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure to be with you.